Hello again, everybody. Here we go. Hello again, everybody in the franchise world. My name is Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today, where we've got lots to discuss today, coming off of last week's Franchise Update Leadership and Development Conference right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we'll dive into all of that in just a few minutes, but not before I congratulate Paul Segretto, creator and longtime solo host of this podcast, and thank him not only for bringing me into the fold as his co-host, but for actually trusting me this week at the helm, flying solo as Paul and his family head off to celebrate the wedding of his son Brad to his fiancée Angela as they tie the knot in the Cayman Islands. Now, Paul, I know you're probably going to carve out some time while sunning it up to listen back to this week's episode of Franchise Today, so I'm going to do my very best not to screw things up too royally. But if I do, just remember, the wake-up temperature today in the Caymans was 80 degrees, on its way to 88. A little rainy, but arguably a lot better, a whole lot warmer than the 41 that I awoke to here in Atlanta. So, Paul, I'd be happy to trade places with you, amigo. But kidding aside, congratulations to you and Laureen on Brad's marriage. Ahead today, we've got a great conversation in store for you with Mike Rosman, CEO and co-founder of Bowfly, right here on Franchise Today. And Mike will join us in a few minutes. He's a guy, I got to tell you, I've really come to know and like over the past few years, as many of you in the franchise world actually like him a lot too, and for any number of reasons, not the least of which, though, could have something to do with the fact that Mike is so often the reason that franchise development professionals get to ring the bell on the deals that they close. And it's no coincidence that his company, Bowfly, has lots to do with why those bells ring. As Bowfly so often is where candidates for franchises of all types go to find the money that it takes to fund those deals that those franchisors are closing. We'll have more about Bowfly and some of the innovations, the latest innovations that they're bringing to their Match.com type platform for franchise finance that Mike's going to share with us in the interview segment as it comes up here in just a few minutes on Franchise Today. But before we get to that, let me again thank last week's guest, Rebecca Monet, founder and CEO, chief scientist at Zoracle Profiles, for shedding so much light last week on how franchisors may use Zoracle's science-based assessment tools to solve recruitment, selection, training, and support challenges while growing market share and building their brands, selecting the right compatible candidates with faster ramp-ups, better validations, greater retention, and most importantly, predictable performance. It's always a pleasure speaking with Rebecca Monet, and if you missed the segment, feel free to download it at iTunes or find Rebecca directly at Zoracle Profiles, that's Z-O-R-A-C-L-E profiles.com. Also, as promised last weekend at Paul's request, just ahead of our interview with Mike Rosman, I'm going to dedicate the front of the house segment today on Franchise Today to talking about last week's 17th annual Franchise Leadership and Development Conference and the survey results that we all in development look forward to every year, covering the basics and the fundamentals in terms of lead generation, cost analysis, and lead-to-close ratios as surveyed by Update across some 137 brands. Some of this year's highlights began with where does the money go? Where does the lead generation budget go? Well, no surprise that this year, 48% of the spend went to digital, with print, trade shows, and PR as distant runner-ups at 18%, 14%, and 10% respectively. Within the digital space, the top spends as a percentage of total spend went to portals, which are still running very, very strong, 36%, with second and third place pay-per-click and SEO distant runners up at 18% and 15% of the digital spend for lead generation, respectively. Top sales producers among lead gen sources ranked as follows. Digital, again, 42%, and that was pretty much a flat line, same as last year. Referrals next came in at 27%, actually down a few points from a year ago. Brokers were pretty flat at 15% this year as compared to 16% last year. and print trade shows and PR brought up the rear at 7, 4, and 2% respectively. Now here are some numbers that flat out amazed me as pertain to measuring costs. Believe it or not, only 60% of the 137 franchisors that were surveyed tracked their cost per leads, which averaged actually $97, but only 60% of the 137 surveyed actually tracked that information. More astoundingly, only 58% tracked their cost per sale. And that averaged $6,300. Now, you can't manage what you don't measure, franchisors, so I simply scratch my head and wonder how it is so few of you are actually keeping track of this important data to understand where your leads are coming from and which sources are paying off for you. As for sales closing ratios, 3% was the number reported for leads to sales, which was down from 7% in not only the prior year, but several prior years, so that might be something of an anomaly there. Applications to sales came in at 18%, down from 27% in the prior year, and discovery days to sales were pretty close to steady, but down just a few points from 67 to 61%. As pertains to referrals, 50% of those reporting said that referrals delivered the highest close ratio of deals across all of their lead generation sources. No surprise to me there. And 45% of those surveyed provide incentives to franchisees in their system that refer prospects to them who buy. And that average referral fee, by the way, on average, $3,500. There were many more stats reported dealing with how multi-unit franchisees find new brands and many other data points that were shared in the space of the conference. But in the interest of time, I'm going to close out with this. Telephone response times to those inquiring can best be described as anemic. And while the stats overall are somewhat better than they were last year, with only 57% of inquiries getting a return call within 24 hours, my suggestion would be there's still a lot of room as an industry for that number to change and grow. 57% returning a call within 24 hours to me is just simply mind-boggling. If you'd like screenshots that I took at the conference that summarize all of this information and more, all of the data points that were shared, I'd be happy to share them with you. Just drop me an email at sfriedman@frmsolutions.com, and I'll be more than willing to share my screenshots with you. And now, let's move on to our interview segment and say hello to today's guest, Mike Rosman, CEO and co-founder of Bowfly. He's been patiently standing by, excited to share more with us about how his company has helped to capitalize more than $4.5 billion in Bowfly transactions that have already capitalized some of America's dreams. And he's here to talk with us about how he's done that, and more importantly, what's on the horizon with some of the innovations that Mike will share with us today on Franchise Today. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Stan. Thanks for having me on. Good to be here.
So why don't we start at the beginning, and let's just understand what Bowfly is. Most important to me, because I kind of understand the concept, but the name is something that has mystified me. Where did the name Bowfly come from?
You know, we wanted something a little bit more whimsical than just a loan marketplace or something that was right down the middle. So we opted for going with we're playing with the idea of BOE, this business opportunity exchange. How can we create this new version of an exchange to take advantage of all the improvements in, you know, online technology? So we were playing with it, and ultimately we settled in with Bowfly. And in certain days, I think it's the best name ever. In certain days, I think we should jettison it. But I think it's fair to say Stan's here to stay. And, you know, as we wanted to come up with some naming convention, we did want to have this indication of certainly speed, which is where the fly is born out of as well. So we wanted to make sure that as folks started getting comfortable with us, it was with this concept of an online marketplace to empower a small business owner like a franchisee to most efficiently get financing, But also that it wasn't just a technology platform. One of the things that we want to continue to educate the market on, it's really about great people and supporting those franchisees and lenders as well.
So, Mike, if we look at the core business model, and we're going to talk some as we unpack all of what you've accomplished in your first years in business, but if we start with the concept that came out of the gates, BoFly really came out as something that could be kind of thought of as a Match.com for finance and franchising. Is that about right?
That's right. So, you know, as our background, the founder's background is all on small business financing. I came out of banking, as did my co-founders. And the idea was that the process of actually finding a worthy small business borrower was a hard one. You know, sorting through 25 loan applications in order to get that that good match. It's not unlike what a franchise salesperson is doing in terms of finding qualified leads, right? The conversion funnel. And we were confident that the industry needed innovation. The idea of kind of flipping through loan applications, we knew it was inefficient. And we knew with online technology, we have a great opportunity to bring efficiency to that process. So we're always focused on how do we think about how a business owner secures financing, and how do we think about how a business lender meets that business owner to go ahead and provide that capital and evaluate the credit. And so we've always had our eye on how do we make that entire process more efficient. It's certainly been our core DNA with the business.
You know, last week when Rebecca Monet was with us, she astounded me with something that I didn't realize. I've seen profiles for many years, different kinds of profiles, some personalities, some predictive, but I've never seen something that in the space of 5 to 12 minutes could deliver so much data about whether you're talking to the right guy or not. Now, I know that you have simplified in great part the process of commercial transactions. When we think about going for loans or for even mortgage loans, I mean, all the paperwork and all the amount of time and energy that it takes for a loan to get processed and closed, how does that differ in your world?
Yeah, so the idea of allowing, so if you kind of very selfishly put on your banker's hat for a second, say, you know, I've got a lot of applications to filter through. How can I do it as painlessly as possible? So what we do on BoFly using online technology is we want to make sure that when a lender is browsing deals on our marketplace, that they can very quickly understand whether it's a match for them. So we actually use an algorithm that allows a lender to be able to sort by those most compatible deals. We do it with some key drivers, personal credit score, the credit score required on SBA loans, brand, years of business, whether it's a startup or an existing business. So we really allow a business owner to more efficiently filter through a high number of loan applications to be able to make sure that they're making a match with those borrowers that are most appropriate for them. It's, you know, it's frankly why a bank wants to become a member of BoFly, is that they want to go ahead and reduce their cost of acquisition and do it in an efficient way. And the flip of it is, well, that's why business owners and to an extension franchisors want to leverage BoFly as well, to make sure that their franchisees and that business owner is most efficiently getting with the right lender. Because what we don't want to have happen, it's a big deal for us, is in the case of the franchise world, if you're, you know, a franchisee, you're going to be number 40 within the system. You know, existing 39 units open, they're walking in. We know at BoFly that there are certain banks that will never say yes to that franchisee just because they've got count requirements on the system. From a franchisor's perspective, it's their job, in a sense, to make sure that that franchisee is going on the most efficient path. And what they don't want to do is lose control to a level where that franchisee is knocking on the door of a bank that, frankly, we know is going to say no. And so we're really thinking about efficiency, control, and a process that's going to deliver the outcomes that everyone needs.
You know, you harken back to a memory for me, Mike, where in my Wingzone days, I remember having a banking relationship that I thought was rocking for us, that this banker really got it. And he did a deal for us, and then he did a multi-store deal, and then he did another single-unit deal, and then I was bringing him a couple of three more that I had teed up, and he put the brakes on for that very reason. He said, nope, we've got to wait now and see how performance goes.
That's right. And so I think this idea of make no mistake about it, lenders want to deploy capital today. So I think we've certainly fully rebounded back from the credit crisis, where lenders want to go ahead and put capital to work, and lenders will go ahead and compete to put that capital to work. The challenge that a franchisor has is, how do I go ahead and leverage that person who's calling me up saying they want a loan to my franchisees, but do it in a way that I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket, and delivering real efficiency for my franchisee to make sure that they're not sticking their neck out with one relationship. It's really, it's one of the core reasons that, use that analogy at the beginning, Stan, of that online market, that Match.com. We like that analogy. It's an appropriate analogy. We think we've moved well beyond just the idea of a marketplace to match borrowers and lenders. But that's at the core, is we want to make sure we're delivering an efficient experience, and we certainly never want to be in a situation where one given lender is facing off just on one brand, and we're entirely dependent upon that one lender. And heaven forbid, the chief credit officer comes in on Monday morning and says, I did analysis over the weekend. It looks like we had a whole lot of wing zones here. Let's pull back. At that point, the brand, by being dependent upon one lender, has really put themselves in an uncomfortable risk position that we want to prevent. One of our core responsibilities is making sure we don't let that happen.
Mike, we all know that the world that you're in has gotten a lot more complex since the reset button got hit back in 08 and access to capital became such a nightmare. But I can remember in my franchisor days that even when I found a bank that would do a few deals with me, somebody telling me that they were going to go to their own banking relationship to try to get an SBA-type loan, that their local bank that has their safety deposit box, has their checking account, is where they were going to go, to me was a scary proposition, as scary as sending somebody to have an FDD reviewed or a franchise agreement reviewed that wasn't bringing it to a franchise lawyer. What I came to learn was there were certain banks that were willing to lend to franchising, but not necessarily to every segment in the marketplace. So talk a little bit about how BoFi not only helps to get the candidate through the process more quickly, but you're probably helping the banks get connected to the kinds of deals they want to do too. So franchisors on your platform are probably going to see a much higher return than they would just trying to shop banks on their own, wouldn't they?
Oh, for sure. So I think, to me it comes down to we're all very busy. I know I got a chance to visit you in your offices about 2 weeks ago, and your team is very focused on building the best product you can for franchisors. A franchisor is focused on building the best product for their franchisees to roll out to their end customers and process and brand. And the idea of a franchisor deciding that it wants to become a best-of-class platform for financing is it's a challenge that we've invested millions and millions of dollars into. So the idea of a franchisor fielding calls from banks saying, look, we want to go ahead and deploy capital in your system is on its face, it's interesting. Hey, great, shouldn't we let those lenders get in play? The challenge that a franchisor has is the level of energy that's required to properly maintain that relationship and also not be solely dependent upon that relationship, right, to go ahead and get diversification is, quite simply, it's bigger than a bread box. So it's one of our core values is making sure that franchisor has a really clear path to empower its franchisees to get financing, whether it be startup franchisees or existing franchisees, that the brand has the ability to get real and instant transparency into that process, and that they're getting the results they want, which is efficient, competitive financing. And what I like to say, Stan, I know you feel the exact same way, is I want to be held accountable. One of the main reasons why you can choose to outsource something to a supplier is that you can hold them accountable to the outcomes that you're looking for. So we thrive under that level of accountability, and we want to go ahead and make it all transparent to make sure that the brand is well aware of what we're doing. But the value is they're getting a very clear, efficient path for franchisee financing. If they've got relationships with lenders that have worked historically, we're happy to give them the pole position on any transactions on BoFi for the brand, but we're not going to leave the brand dependent upon one or two lenders. In fact, we know that there is nothing more commoditized than a dollar bill. Your dollar looks just like my dollar. And despite the fact the lender may go ahead and layer in other value adds like service and other product offerings, we want to make sure that the franchisee is getting the most efficient terms possible.
You're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman, and we're talking with Mike Rosman, co-founder and CEO of Bowfly, and we're talking about franchise finance and basically the Match.com of the franchise world. So with 5,000-plus banks on your roster, Mike, how do you manage that? And is there a similar kind of a problem that some franchisors may find themselves confronted with when they're trying to get their brand into inventory with a broker network, and the broker network says, well, no, we've already got two or three of those, whether it's healthcare or something else in a segment of the market. Are there competitive problems like that in doing business with Bowfly, or is there an unlimited amount of bandwidth for franchisors to, in a non-competitive way, benefit from what you provide?
Yeah, and so I actually like that question a lot, Sam, because we look at the broker market as being a very interesting one, the franchise broker market, and we think we're different in a lot of different ways. In one of the core ways, if I have a, let's say you brought up a wing example, I've got a wing concept, I've got enough bandwidth to handle every wing concept. Any brand that is capital intensive, that needs capital, bank financing more so than any other form, we've got a platform for. And the analogy I would put out there is maybe a little bit around eBay, right? So this idea of eBay is, if I'm selling a product, I want to go where all the other sellers are, because that's where all the buyers are, right? So in this case, it's not a limited supply aspect like a franchise broker. They can only fit so many in their portfolio and properly know that brand to the level that they should. There's always, and certainly there's competitive constraints that say, hey, you know, for instance, a PR firm. If a PR firm is representing a burger concept, it's difficult for them to represent another burger concept. There's that natural friction that occurs. In our case, we could take all comers because lenders are looking to deploy capital at a large scale, and because we have so many lenders, it's never like a lender is going to say, well, I did one brand, I can't do another. That's okay. I've got 4,999 other lenders that are happy to take a look at it. So we don't see that as a competitive resistance on our platform, and quite the opposite. We think because we are the leader in franchise finance, we had more than, this is an interesting stat, we had just under 400 unique brands have franchisees search for financing with us in the last 2 years. So this idea of being a platform of franchise finance, we clearly, again, in that eBay analogy, I want to go where all the other folks are because that's where I'm getting scale, that's where I'm getting efficiency. And we've made, again, meaningful investments to make sure that franchisee is going to get all the benefits that a large franchisor would be delivering to their franchisees as well.
How do you assure that, I mean, how do you manage that when you've got 5,000 banks and some of them are local banks? They're not all, you know, they're not always the big national brands that we see all over the country, no matter what city we take off or land in. How does a company like Bowfly help franchisors understand that they are ill-equipped to manage relationships with these small regional type banks, but you seem to have a vehicle through your technology to assure that those relationships become available that would otherwise probably be unknown? How do you talk to that?
Yeah. So I think the idea of it's an educational process, like it is any supplier who's trying to market their product. We have to make sure that our constituencies, in this case, we've got two core constituencies in the franchisors and banks. And certainly we've got another major constituency in the area of franchisees or those end borrowers themselves. In the case of the franchisor, you know, it really comes down to this question of in this idea of core competency. And it's a message that we think resonates real well is, look, you quoted some numbers at the beginning. A lot of brands spend a lot of money with portals. Why? Because portals are very good at developing consistent lead flow at a very large scale. The competencies that a franchise solutions, or for that matter, a franchise update or a franchise gator, have developed over the preceding 10 years are at best can be described as non-trivial. and the idea of a franchisor replicating out of the gates the level of breadth that those companies have is challenging. So the idea of leveraging a partner to go ahead and help in that area is a very logical approach. And so when we sit down with franchisors, it's making sure they understand the importance of financing has in their business. And it's not just on actually getting a franchisee financing. That's core. It's a headline. It's probably by far it's the most important aspect. But it's also at the front of the house of when you're sitting down with a candidate, how can you give that franchise prospect confidence that financing is in play for them? And that can have an impact on the conversion rates from lead to franchisee. So, you know, I think the best way I can answer it, Stan, is we've been so invested into understanding franchisors' needs that we've built a set of capabilities that are so uniquely positioned for that.
So, Mike, we're going to get to the in a few minutes, we're going to kind of walk this up to a discussion about some of the more proactive things that you're coming out of the gate with to try to help better qualify candidates, and we'll get into a discussion about your BQual product and the white paper that you've published. But before we go there, just let's step back and look at this from a transactional perspective, and let's look at that from two points of view. So I want you to help us first with a view of I'm a franchisor. What is it going to cost me to do business with Bowfly? How do I establish my relationship with Bowfly? And if I'm a prospect for the franchise, how do I interact with you as well? And what might it cost me as a candidate?
Sure. So we've actually quite similar to your business, Dan, on providing a CRM solution. We are, in essence, the brand can evaluate us in a similar manner as a software as a service. And what I mean by that is we built a meaningful amount of technology that we then distribute to a wide array of users. So kind of distributed value that gets shared by all the players. So in the case of a franchisor signing up with Bowfly, they're going to make an investment of the order of a couple $100 a month to be able to leverage the capabilities that we've set up, right? So we give specific value points to the brand, and we're going to go ahead and charge a very small monthly fee to go ahead and deliver that to them. On the transactional level, you know, what we like to do in that distributed model, I like the distributed model a lot. I like to keep prices, you know, frankly, low for a couple different reasons. One, I think it's a fair way of doing business. But two, I think it also, you know, positions us well in from a competitive standpoint. And frankly, reminding competitors that they need to think twice before they want to go ahead and enter into our market. But in any event, brand's going to pay a small monthly membership fee. And then when the franchisee needs financing help, we're going to go ahead and charge a transactional fee. And it's, you know, it's on the order of $1,200 for that franchisee to seek financing. Increasingly, what we're seeing is brands are picking up that fee. Regardless, whether it's paid by the franchisee or the franchisor, what we want to do is we want to charge on a transactional basis to make sure it's tied back to the value that we're delivering. And that's how we make our money from the franchisor stand.
And then what does it do to the speed of the transaction when somebody's working with you as compared to some of the roadblocks or speed bumps they might run into trying to work finance on their own?
Yeah, so and so I'll say one of the big things when we started the business, you know, 5-6 years ago, we had a vision that it was going to be an entirely self-serve model. And although we've had a very high number of franchisees use it as a self-serve model, what became apparent was because it's the franchisees, often it's their first experience with small business finance, even though we've made highly intuitive technology, we came to understand that by layering in high quality support, we would actually be able to increase the speed of action for that franchisee to get financing. So as part of that investment I mentioned before, the franchisee makes that $1,200 investment, we're going to give them a dedicated representative who's going to be engaging with them. It's their quarterbacks throughout the process. And what we found is that it dramatically increases the speed. So we have borrowers who we will meet, franchisees who we will meet, and depending upon how much their ducks are in a row when we first meet them, we can get them a bank proposal within just a couple of days. So in some cases, same day, But more likely, when we work with a franchisee, we're going to have a consultative discussion. We're going to require some documents. We're going to get those documents, and we're going to control them in a very secure manner. We're trustee-fied. So we're really able to deliver great speed for that franchisee.
Mike, you said we had about 5,000 banks that are on the network. How many franchise organizations are represented by BoFly?
So we have more than 100 brands that are clients of BoFly that have a program to send their franchisees through. But I mentioned that number before. We had on the order of about 400 unique brands seek financing from BoFly. So we do have some franchisees who will come to us independent of their franchisor. Now, in time, we expect that we'll establish a relationship with that franchisor. But we've got, I say, more than 100 brands that engage with us now that are clients that are leveraging our capabilities.
And are they startups exclusively, or do you have multi-unit franchisees that have found their way to your platform that may be capitalizing second or third bites of the apple?
I think the way we're typically brought in by a brand, it's by a brand that is growing, and more often than not growing by adding kind of onesie, twosie franchisees along the way. That being said, we've got some very meaningful relationships with large brands, 4,000 or 5,000 unit brands, that have recognized that by having a platform where their multi-unit franchisees can more efficiently seek financing, there's strong value in it. So we're working with a large national brand that is going through a remodel campaign. These are all existing franchisees. It's time for them on their license renewal to go through remodel. And the brand has made BoFly available to be able to more efficiently navigate that franchisee through the remodel program. And what we're doing on the other side is obviously matching up our lenders who are thrilled to deploy capital into a mature system to multi-unit franchisees. So we have certainly had success on the multi-unit side. I think it's less of an acute interest to brands because, and it's what we heard last week at Leadership and Development, is, so many brands are growing by adding kind of those initial franchisees. That's really typically the mandate that brings us in.
Well, before we move to a discussion about your new product and the BQAL product, is there anything that I should have asked that I didn't that you'd like to share about the core business and the platform itself?
I think you covered it there. I think one of the big things that we think about is we often will take the perspective of a lender that says, all right, what does a lender need for them to succeed in their business? And by having that mindset, it's really informed how we work with the franchisor and subsequently their franchisees. So, a franchisor should know that when we develop new solutions, it's as much to deliver efficiency for the franchisee by delivering more efficiency for the lender. And that's, when I mentioned that before, we've got these multiple constituencies. We're not the only business that has multiple constituencies. Certainly, I think most businesses are mindful of more than just one client set. But ours is intrinsically linked. What I mean by that is by delivering more value for lenders, we're delivering more value for franchisors and their franchisees. So it's how we establish the platform, and it goes back to that comment I made before about our DNA. Our DNA from the lending side of the business is how do I deliver more efficiency? And, oh, by the way, by delivering more efficiency for lenders, we're delivering more efficiency for the franchisee and by extension, the franchisor.
All makes sense to me, Mike. And again, everyone, you're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman, and we're talking with Mike Rosman, CEO and co-founder of BoFly. And, Mike, I want to kind of move the conversation a little bit toward the proactive side. So here you are with relationships with hundreds of franchisors, thousands of banks, and we're talking a little today about the Franchise Leadership Conference that we both attended and participated in here last week. Why don't you give us just a thumbnail of the world and the direction we're moving in as you see it, and then let's take that into the more proactive approach that the BQAL product is going to bring to BoFly as an addition to its core competencies and services.
Sure, sure. So one of the things, and you mentioned the survey data that you shared with the listeners at the beginning of the show, Stan, is how is a brand working to convert that lead? So we're all asking the question, well, what's your conversion rate? What's your application rate? And these are core metrics. And to your point, folks, if you're not measuring your metrics, how do you improve on them? But, you know, the idea, it's a very competitive world. And a lot of capital is being deployed to generate leads. And what we've been thinking and kind of asking some pretty difficult questions on is, what is the brand doing to convert that lead? They've invested a lot of money to generate that lead. What are they doing to convert that lead? And what, frankly, if any, role does financing have? And our thinking on this was really born out of franchisees asking us questions, coming to us either through a brand or independent. And their number one question was, how's it going to go for me? Am I going to get financing? And what we found was that when we had the ability to directly answer that question, they were more likely to move forward with BoFly to invest to help more efficiently get financing. Oh, this is interesting. I wonder how this would work at a brand. I wonder if we could be in the room when the brand met the franchise candidate, if we could give real data-driven answer as to whether they're going to be able to secure financing. I wonder what that would do to the conversion rate of that franchisee going through the franchise awards process. And really, to me, Stan, and you and I have had this conversation before, it should be intuitive. If you can... It's not unlike when my wife and I sold our last home. We didn't want to have folks come to the open house who were going to, you know, kind of traipse through our home who weren't already financially pre-qualified. The idea was, if at least by getting financially pre-qualified, these people are more serious to move forward. And so we went to work in developing a new capability to allow a franchise candidate to be financially pre-qualified. And what was really important for us was that it wasn't just kind of sizzled. We wanted it to be really merit-driven. And so what we did was we actually built a relationship with the credit bureaus as well as the credit scoring company FICO so that we could give a candidate their consumer credit score as well as what's called their SBSS score, which is a FICO product required on all SBA loans. So we built a solution that allows a candidate to get those scores without in any way impacting their credit. And in doing so, we can, you know, in a very merit-driven way, say, hey, how likely are you to get financed? And so that's been a big effort for ours. We spent about 18 months in building the solution, and we've been in market with it. And we actually just finished a pilot program with Papa Murphy's, take and bake pizza concept, more than 1,000 units, public company. These guys are enormously focused on growth. And I actually got a chance to listen to their session in leadership and development. Their VP of franchise was discussing the amount of investments they're making to be able to add those 100 units next year that they've told their shareholders they're due to add. And so we went through this program with them where every new lead was offered the ability to get financially pre-qualified. And what we found was that those that opted into that process, that they converted to become franchisees 14 times more than their peers that didn't go through that process. And so it just became a kind of a light went off moment where we say, all right, this is very interesting. If we can empower brands to deliver this solution up front, good things will follow.
So what does that put on, what burden does that put on the candidate, and how is the process introduced to them in terms of doing what one would do as a BoFly applicant versus somebody who's going to go through BQAL?
Yeah, it's great. So to use your word, the burden on the franchise candidate on that early stage is about 5 minutes of input time, which, you know, burden probably is the wrong word, but nonetheless, nonetheless, they've been asked to go through a process. It's nowhere near as rigorous as actually actively looking for financing. But I also want to do, I certainly want to raise the point that we will ask for their social security number in order to deliver back these scores. Now, if the candidate's not ready yet, no problem. We're not going anywhere. And nor do brands require it at that early stage. brands are starting to require the application, right? Because once a person actually formally applies to the brand, we want to resolve this question of financing, and BQAL is going to be a very compelling way of doing it. But on that early stage, and if you go through the Pupper Murphy's lead process, put in the inquiry information, on the thank you page, they're invited to get financially pre-qualified without impacting their credit. Click here. About 5 minutes of input time. And once they get that report back, they're instantly educated about what their process is going to look and feel like. And to me, it explains why that those who go through that process will become franchisees 14 times more than those that didn't go through the process.
Well, simply serving up their social security number and expressing the willingness to do that is something of a trial close in and of itself in my mind. It tells me this is an engaged candidate who wants to do this if he can do it and is willing to do anything that it takes to expedite the process. Whether or not he comes back as qualified, I'm going to feel much stronger about the time I'm investing, spending with that candidate is good time. At least this is somebody that's either going to come to a decision one way or the other. He's not just going to disappear into that black hole.
I think you're right, Stan. I think that the exercise is, in the case of Pup Murphy's, they're going to generate 10,000 leads next year. Well, and they've invested heavily to make sure that they're properly responding to those leads and engaging them through the process. But the idea of separating your high-quality candidates from those, as we've often expressed, those tire kickers, is going to be a strong value proposition. Now, take it one step further. And this is what I like about it. So there's this question of, well, it's interesting, but aren't we just asking people to opt into a more arduous process? And those that go through the arduous process, shouldn't they convert higher anyways? Well, of course they should. If someone who is willing to jump through certain hoops, they should convert higher. I'm willing to bet even further, though, that there's actually a causal relationship. It says, if you could, and this is really what I like to think of it, Sam, if you could meet a candidate on an elevator and you do your elevator pitch about the brand, and the person says, I'm interested in learning more. If in that, while you walked off the elevator, but you handed them a piece of paper that says, you need not worry about financing, period, would that help the close? Well, of course it would, right? To me, it's a causal relationship that says it's not just I'm willing to jump through hoops with you. If you can give me that magic shot of confidence, I'm more likely to join your brand because my spouse and I, when we sit down for coffee and we think about, is this going to be a path that we want to go through? If I could at least check the confidence box that says financing is not going to be a concern, I'm going to be more likely to go through the process. The same way it says if I can check the box that I am going to be highly profitable once we get open, or, and that's either solved by an item 19 or a great validation process. So whatever it is that the brand has to do to give that shot of confidence, whether it be on financing or profitability or future training support or marketing benefit, that's what a franchise salesperson has to do. And our ability to deliver that on the financing front, we think is a big deal.
Now, the candidate gets pre-qualified in the BQAL program, and you're using the example with Pupper Murphy's. How does the candidate learn about BQAL? Is it from Pupper Murphy's? And is the candidate?
They do, yeah. So right on the, and I'll say, and it's going to be two levels of Pupper Murphy's. The moment I, the candidate, the prospect, the very early stage prospect, fills out my inquiry form, right on the thank you page, it invites me to get financially pre-qualified. So I've never even spoken to the brand yet. It might be I'm watching late night TV. I filled in my inquiry form, and I see on that thank you page, would you like to get financially pre-qualified? If I click that button, I get conveyed to the Pupper Murphy's BQAL page. And what's nice is we're going to go ahead and make sure the brand is fully aware where the candidate is in their BQAL process. Have they registered for a BQAL page? Have they completed their BQAL report? What variables did they go ahead and input? So it's already, to your point, we've already created a higher quality lead just by them going through this. The fact that I think there's a causal relationship once you go ahead and educate them about financing is potentially gravy on the plate.
So they're not qualified then or pre-qualified to buy any franchise. They're being pre-qualified for the investment in that particular brand.
They're really being financially pre-qualified for financing to pursue that brand. So the actual output report would be something like, congratulations, you're financially pre-qualified to pursue a Papa Murphy's because we know enough about the brand, and we've pulled your credit, and you can't fudge it. Now, at that point, we've done something special. We've allowed that candidate to get confidence that they are financeable to pursue a Papa Murphy's.
And that was the missing piece in my mind when I was trying to just put the puzzle together in my own mind. Being qualified for a house at a price point is one thing, but the banks that qualify somebody for a loan are going to want to know what's that loan for before they commit to the money. So they are, in fact, becoming a much stickier candidate for the brand, and they are, as you said, much more confident that they're going to go forth because they've got, in their minds, at least the money in the pocket already. This is great stuff, Mike. We're coming up to almost the end of our time allotted. How would brands that want to learn more, whether raising their hand to have a conversation with you or not, is there a place that you can direct brands that want to learn about you before they even have a call, or tell us how to reach you directly should they choose to just engage in further conversation by reaching out to your office?
Yeah, so I invite them to shoot me an email at mrosman, that's mrozman, at bofly.com, bofly.com. Happy to go ahead and hear from you. What I'll do is send along that case study that you and I both discussed, Stan, the Papa Murphy's case study. Happy to send it along. And certainly if you go to bofly.com, that's bofly.com, we've got a franchise or tab that has some information as well as that downloadable case for Papa Murphy's. And I know, at least from a travel standpoint, we'll also be at Restaurant Finance and Development, which takes place in early November out in Las Vegas as well. And we'll certainly be at IFA in February as well. But certainly you can reach out to me directly or right on the website.
And to recap one more time, there are really no restrictions. Franchisors that are listening to this that think that they are too early stage they're in a market segment that they personally have had problems perhaps forging banking relationships with, the message you're sharing is take your preconceived notions and park those until we've at least talked. Am I hearing that part right? No restrictions or limitations?
Absolutely. I think, assuming it's not all – that your business model isn't all – that doesn't require any capital. So if it's a home-based business, not much value that we're going to convey there. But if your franchise concept expects your franchisees will take in some finance, we think we're a fit. And furthermore, the moment you spend even an ounce of energy in developing leads, whether you pay for the privilege of portals or brokers or SEO and content, the moment you decide to go ahead and try to grow the franchise brand, and financing's in play, we think that's the right time to engage with us. And we've priced it in such a way that there's no meaningful hurdles. You don't have to wait till you're at 100 units, right? We can start working with brands that are literally at their first unit.
Mike, anything else you want to share as a closing thought?
No, I'll say this has been a lot of fun, Stan. It's always good visiting with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story today.
I appreciate you being with me, Mike. I always enjoy talking with you, and it's a pleasure to bring the value proposition of Bofly to the attention of our audience here on Franchise Today. Look forward to seeing you on the road. Travel safely, and we'll talk with you and see you soon, Mike. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. Bye-bye.
And as we come to another wrap of another show, I want to remind you that we'll be seeing you next week, we hope, at the IFA Frantech Conference in Dallas. Upcoming as well, the West Coast Franchise Expo, November 12th through the 14th in Anaheim, or at the Emerging Franchisor Conference, which is going to be taking place in Miami, November 18th and 19th. You can find information on each and all of these conferences on the IFA website at www.franchise.org, and just click on the Events tab, and you'll find more information there readily available. FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM and software solutions for the managing franchise relationships, is a proud sponsor of all of these conferences. And I might remind you that FRM Solutions and the Franchise Foundry are the sponsors and underwriters of Franchising Today. Next week, Paul returns, and we're going to be joined by yet another franchise financial guru and an A player in the franchise world, none other than my good friend, Ron Feldman, Chief Development Officer for FranData, and Chief Brand Strategist and partners with another of our great friends here at Franchise Today, and yours truly, Nate Greenberg at Franchise America Finance and Siegel Financial Group. Until then, this is Stan Friedman wishing you the very best in this great thing that we call franchising. And as Paul would say, if Paul were here, franchising today is out.